This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are here with board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. John Zavell, the owner of his practice in Toledo, Ohio. Dr. Zavell is going to discuss a popular procedure among mothers called the Mommy Makeover. Dr. Zavell, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
So for those that aren't familiar, what is a Mommy Makeover and why has it become so popular?
Well, a Mommy Makeover is a popular term applied to attempting to get yourself to look a bit like you did prior to having children. When people have kids, they often have changes to their abdomen and to their chest as well. So ladies are looking at a way to rejuvenate the abdomen, waistline, perhaps their hips where they put extra weight on, and also to recover from breastfeeding or the effects of pregnancy on the breasts and upper body. The procedures become popular, I think, because people now are aware that there are options that they can strive to achieve when they have changes from pregnancy. I think in the past, what people thought is, well, this is it. I've had kids. This is how I'm going to look. My belly's always going to look a little bit soft. My breasts are always going to be flabby. I'm always going to have that extra bit of fat on my body, which is related to pregnancy, and I really have no choice. But now they know that there's ways through plastic surgery which are not too difficult to achieve and have surprisingly easy recoveries to obtain the shape and look that they're hoping to achieve.
If you would, break down what procedures are included in a mommy makeover.
Well, I think the most popular combination in the mommy makeover would be doing something to both the abdomen and the breasts. The most common procedure on the abdomen for that postpartum belly is a tummy tuck procedure. Now, for a lot of ladies, that might be something that's limited in how long the incision is. That may be something that's quite short. It might even look about the size of a C-section scar, or it might be longer. It may have to extend from one hip bone to the other. Along with that is usually doing something to the breasts. That would often entail, once the mother is no longer nursing, lifting the breasts or adding volume back to the breasts. Usually after pregnancy, the breasts become engorged. Once breastfeeding has ended, then the milk will go away, usually within a matter of months. Sometimes it may take a year. The volume of the breast then diminishes. The tops of the breasts become flat and the breasts droop. And so as part of a mommy makeover, often what's desired is to recreate that natural lifted full shape of the breast that they had prior to having children. And that usually involves both lifting the breast to put it in a position on the chest where it's most aesthetically appealing, and also adding volume back to the breast in order to give it the fullness that also adds to the aesthetic appeal. So the most common combination of procedures in a mommy makeover is both doing something to the abdomen and to the breasts. People often want to know, is it possible to do both these procedures at the same time, or do I need to schedule these separately? The answer is that they can be done at the same time, and they frequently are. It's safe to do that. It does not put you at any unusual risk. In addition, sometimes people note that when they have a mommy makeover, that perhaps there's some additional areas that they'd like to address. Perhaps they have some additional fat that hasn't gone away in the flank or love handle area. Perhaps saddlebags or lateral thighs are a little bit of a problem. And perhaps they've also noticed some thickness in the chest areas towards the armpit or arms and wondering if these areas can be addressed as well. So those would be a little bit more, not the run-of-the-mill mommy makeover procedures, but often added as well.
What can patients expect the recovery process to be like for this procedure?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think that's what scares people away the most from doing it. You know, you have a young child at home, and you are thinking about this procedure and wondering, just how much downtime can I expect? The nice thing is that by coupling procedures such as the breast and belly surgery together, you're limiting your recoveries to one period of time. it's certainly reasonable for a person to expect in the first couple of weeks after a combination surgery like this that they're going to need extra help at home, especially with young children. Generally, in the first couple of weeks, people should be out walking. They can be participating in some light activities, but they generally wouldn't be doing exercises that would require or cause excessive increase in heart rate or that might put stress on the areas that they've had the surgery in. For most people who are concerned about not only the recovery, but also I have to get back to work, I like this procedure done. For many of them, they could return to work depending upon type of work as early as perhaps 2 weeks. Certainly a sedentary job, such as an office position, might be something that you could return to sooner than something when you're on your feet, such as in a sales position or something more physically demanding. For others, it may be 3 to 4 weeks before they would be able to return to work if that's something that they're concerned about. In terms of exercise, getting back to an exercise routine, that may take longer, maybe anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, depending upon the exercise activity that they want to pursue. Certainly, walking is always allowed from the day of surgery onward. The activity level is also going to depend upon the procedure that's performed. Certain procedures do not have the same length of healing required as others. So this is kind of a general overview of a traditional mommy makeover where you are having both the breasts and abdomen operated on. And in general, those people are looking at 2 to 3 weeks before they could return to work if work required more of a sedentary position, and probably more in the line of around 6 weeks or beyond if they were going to want to do an exercise routine that was more strenuous or higher impact.
Today we are with board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. John Zavell, the owner of his practice in Toledo, Ohio, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Zavell, who would you recommend this procedure to, or who would be a good candidate for a mommy makeover?
I would recommend this procedure to any person who is considering what to do with excessive tissues or body shape changes after pregnancy, who is also in good physical health, who has a support system in place that can take care of their children as well as any other responsibilities they have. I think it's unrealistic to anticipate doing this procedure and somehow also caring for one or more children in the postoperative period, along with trying to balance a career. A good candidate in general is someone who has an idea of exactly what they'd like to see, and it's a realistic expectation. That is, if they have excessive tissue on the abdomen, they have that postpartum lower belly accumulation of fat and laxity of tissue, that they realize that this procedure is going to help tighten that, flatten it, and help to return their belly to a flatter, more pre-pregnancy look, but it's not going to change their abdomen to look entirely different. Likewise, a good candidate for the breast portion of the procedure has the same view. They look at their breasts in the mirror and say, if my breasts were lifted and they had some fullness, I would be happy. They have to accept the fact that in order to do this, there will be scars on the breast as well as scars on the abdomen, and that it is something that is necessary in order to achieve the look that they like, period. A candidate who's unrealistic would be one who expects that they will have scarless healing or that they will have minimal, if any, scarring. Generally speaking, after a person has a procedure like this, there's a necessity for making the proper incision to achieve the goal. This isn't a kind of procedure where it can be done through a small incision to obtain the best result. So I think a candidate has to be realistic about that as well. They also have to be realistic about the fact that they're not going to feel fully recovered from this procedure for probably several weeks to maybe even a few months. It's not unusual for people when they have surgery to feel like something's been taken out of them. And in order to recover fully and regain that sense of energy that they once had, it may take anywhere from several weeks to several months. And you must be happy with that possibility and understand that it's going to alter your schedule. Likewise, as I talked about in the recovery period and exercise, you must be realistic in saying that I can put off the activities that I want, that I like to do, or that I have to change my daily routine. And those are people who are good candidates. So again, good health, realistic expectations, and also a willingness to tolerate what sometimes takes a while for recovery. You have to have the patience to tolerate that.
Lastly, how long after childbirth can this procedure be done, particularly in relation to body healing and breastfeeding?
That's an interesting question. I think that's kind of difficult to give an exact number because, for example, when ladies stop breastfeeding, for some ladies, they may stop producing milk within a matter of weeks to maybe even as short as a few months with the loss of the hormonal influence. But in other patients, they may continue to make breast milk for a longer period of time. It would be ideal to have the breast no longer have the milk glands active because the final shape and volume of the breast long term won't be known until those glands have shrunk down. Therefore, it would be difficult to assess a person's final result if the breast was still engorged. So certainly we'd like to wait until the breasts have reached a pre-pregnancy state of volume relative to milk glands. That way, in doing something to both lift and add volume to the breast, an accurate or more realistic expectation can be obtained. Additionally, in dealing with more of the other areas of body contouring with the procedure, such as the abdominal procedure, the tummy tuck procedure, it is necessary to have recovered far enough that a couple of things are true. Number one, if one underwent a C-section and had recovering from that, we'd certainly like those areas adequately healed before re-injuring the area. After all, surgery is a form of controlled injury in their immediate healing phase. I would say for most people to seek doing something about the abdomen combined with the breasts, that generally speaking, they would be looking at a period of no sooner than, say, 3 to 6 months after giving birth, provided that it was an uncomplicated pregnancy and delivery, and that they were not nursing in the postoperative period. Otherwise, to do this procedure, the mommy makeover, which is truly combining procedures, we want all areas to be ready, not just saying, well, the abdomen's recovered enough, I can do that at this time. That defeats the purpose of doing the mommy makeover. I think we want to consider that to just address the abdomen alone is fine, but we're really technically not doing a mommy makeover. We're doing more of a tummy tuck, which is perfectly fine and can be done perhaps at a sooner date than the breasts if the mom wishes to continue breastfeeding. But if we're truly doing a multiple procedure operation, which classically involves the breasts and abdomen, we want both areas to be ready. And that's generally going to take several months at least after the end of breastfeeding to obtain a time when the breasts are ready. And the belly will probably be ready before that. Other areas that can be addressed, like, say, the thighs or the love handles, areas where liposuction might be entertained, could be done at really any time that the other procedures are being done. It's not going to require a long period after childbirth. I think it's also most realistic in this for a mom to say, I'm going to have a recovery period. I've got a young child at home. Do I have a support system intact that can take care of this? Not believing that they can be a super mom and take care of their child as well as recover from these procedures at the same time. It simply isn't realistic. So, again, we're looking at healing adequately from labor and delivery. We're looking at the breastfeeding issue, and we're looking at, do you have a competent support system? And for most ladies, I don't feel they're going to be ready for this any sooner than, in the most ideal scenario, perhaps 3 to 6 months after delivery.
Very helpful information on the topic of mommy makeovers. Thanks so much, Dr. Zavell. If you would, tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and how they can be in touch as well.
Well, thank you. You can find my practice online at John, J-O-H-N, Zavell, Z-A-V-E-L-L, MD.com. You can also find it through the ASPS or the ASAPS websites. You'll find my name and links to my website.
Once again, Dr. Zavell, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to another opportunity of having you back to cover another topic.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And you are more than welcome. We've been speaking with board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. John Zavell, the owner of his own practice in Toledo, Ohio, since 1993. And once again, the website of reference is johnzavellmd.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.